and Kira. Weekends from 11.
This is exciting as the country celebrated being back in nightclubs last night. Kira had a much quieter week. I cannot wait to talk. Kira, this is possibly one of the dorkiest things Kira has ever done. We will, and like Kira.
I, on the grand scale of things, I don't think it's that dorky, Chris.
Like Kira is a colossal dweeb, but listen, we will get to it later on in the show.
Colossal dweeb.
You are though, anyway, Kira. And I know it's dweebish to call someone a dweeb, but you are a dweeb.
Yeah, speaking of dweebs, we're going to be psychoanalyzing the way that you have your coffee and what it says about your personality. And I'm kind of out of this conversation because I don't really drink coffee. So, Chris, all the focus will be on you.
Oh, no. Well, I hope I don't inadvertently reveal any terrible things about myself by the type of coffee I drink. But
you probably will.
I will, yeah. I inadvertently reveal terrible things about myself all the time just by being me. Isn't that right? Anyway, we also have our track of the week and another chance for you to win yourself €100 in Just Eat vouchers when you play our quiz of the week. So, listen, it's going to be a busy show, Kira, I feel.
Do you notice something different about me?
No. Usually I'm good at this. Hair. No, wait, there's a few ones I can always go to with Kira. It's eyebrows or hair. I'm going to go eyebrows. Did you do something to your eyebrows?
Oh, no, it's not hair. It's my hair.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, Kira. Sorry. Yes, I had meant to say it to you. Your hair. Oh, my God, Kira. Just incredible. I love it. I'm all about
it.
Oh my God, yes. Kira's hair is different. Hair is different, and I am here for it. Is that enough praise?
What's different about it?
It's there's some low lights in there.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. I've gotten so good at kind of BSing my way through those conversations. It's a low lights up.
Well done.
Is that a bit of balayage I see, Kira?
Well, that's what I'm trying. I'm changing.
Is that balayage? Oh yeah, it's very good. I like the balayage they've done with it now. Lads, by the way, this is a masterclass in how you do this. Balayage is the new word. If you look at a girl's hair and you say, or not new word, it's been around for like, you know, 20 years or whatever. But if you say that, you look like you know what you're talking about. I've picked up a few words. Anyway, Kira, love the balayage, love the low lights. Really, really adds a kind of a depth and a texture to the hair. Love it. Noticed it the second I saw you, just didn't want to say anything because I see you as more than just your appearance, Kira. Like, I don't want to comment on your appearance.
Okay.
You're a whole woman. Like, you're...
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, MK... Coffee's the cool thing now, isn't it? Like, everybody loves, I've noticed, talking
cool
about coffee. Everyone's still... That's the thing, actually.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
That's the thing I thought would be another phase. But everyone's still doing it. Like, talking about coffee was very cool even, like, when I was in college and stuff. But everyone is still talking about coffee. Matt, I just need a coffee and everything. It's that whole thing in the mornings and everything where everyone's, like, pretending they
Monday
need a coffee.
I can't Monday without my coffee.
Oh,
no,
my
look,
God. That was Mondays,
I get it.
Right?
It's like a thing, right? You're into your coffee, Chris. I remember having to go to get an espresso capsules for you at one stage.
Yes. I remember actually one time. Oh, this is so basic of us. But I remember one time before Kira and I worked in Dublin. We lived in Athlone because we were on another radio station. And one day we were up in Dublin and I dragged Kira to the Nespresso shop because I needed some Nespresso capsules. Yes, I remember that. Thank you for humouring me, Kira. But I needed them because at the time that was like, you couldn't get them everywhere. So we had to go to the Nespresso shop and it was a big day out and everything. But yes,
coffee's
still the cool thing.
A human behavioural expert, his name is Darren Stanton, he's from the UK, he analysed the drink's meanings and the personalities behind what sort of coffee order you take. So Chris, how do you take your coffee?
I take it black.
You take it black.
That's
okay.
It. Just black coffee. Like, I believe it's called an Americano when it's just black coffee. I don't put in any milk or sugar or anything like that. You just give me it raw, baby. That's all I need. You know what I mean? I'm not putting in any nonsense.
Okay, so you're probably a few bars down from the espresso drinker. You like the instant shot and the effect that caffeine kind of brings.
Yes.
So some black coffee drinks, they may be kind of fitness orientated. You know, Americano is kind of low calorie. So this person, they say, is determined, focused and driven individual that looks after themselves, making them self-sufficient and empowered, but also bordering on having a selfish mentality.
Wow, I'm Elon Musk because I drink Americano. Incredible. That sounds amazing.
Go.
That doesn't describe me at all. I'm the total opposite of that. I'm lazy, unprincipled, and just drink it because it's the easiest way to prepare coffee. You don't need to froth any milk. You don't need to do any complex type of ratios or anything. You just put hot water into a cup and then you have the type of coffee that
so
I would like.
So if I were to have a coffee, I usually have a cappuccino.
Okay, well, what
so
does that
what
say?
Yeah. The human behavioral
Can I guess? This person is difficult and weird and into star signs and is into tarot cards.
I'm not, my God. Anyway.
Is that what it says about someone who drinks that?
No, it says, anyone who opts for a cappuccino are slightly more adventurous than the latte drinkers. We must look up latte drinkers.
Yeah.
They're looking for a bit more and could be considered more fun. Mm. The personality traits suggest they're prepared to push themselves a little bit more into unknown territory. These will tend to be people that might have a go at a new skill or visit a new place they're interested in. He notes that they're also quite open-minded and are always up for a laugh. I mean, that's not you, Chris, at all.
That is
100% me.
Total opposite of you.
Now, if anyone out there who likes espresso, okay?
Yeah.
If espresso is your go-to hot drink,
Stop being so uncool.
Then you're likely to be quite the adventurous and powerful type. This is what this expert says. Those people are strong in character. They know what they want. They're not afraid to ask for it. And the best way of describing someone that drinks an espresso or even a double espresso is the same kind of people that will probably walk into a bar and have a shot of whiskey or rum.
It is funny. They do always try and make espresso drinkers look like powerful, like as in mafia guys always drink espresso. But it's so funny because you got this big, tough, powerful mafia guy, but he's like drinking from a tiny cup. Do you know what I mean? Really small little doll-sized cup because he's having his espresso.
Here's another one.
These don't seem accurate.
Anyone out there who drinks a latte, according to Darren, those that drink lattes are more middle-of-the-road types of people that maybe even consider themselves real connoisseurs of coffee. They just want something simple to drink without complication. They're probably not that adventurous, though, and do not like much risk-taking. I think these people are quite mild-mannered, agreeable, happy to go with flow, and therefore do the same with hot milk and a bit of coffee because, well, what can go wrong? He did add, though, they're ultimately quite boring people.
I was going to put you as latte till I heard the agreeable and mild-mannered part. And I was like, no, that's not Kira. I was like, all the other bits are Kira, but not that part. So,
this one is the funniest one. It's how he describes people that like a pumpkin-spiced latte.
Oh, go on. Yeah, absolutely.
People who like a pumpkin-spiced latte are the type of people that want everyone to love them.
Oh. Well, I guess you get your Insta clout when you put up the pumpkin-spiced latte picture, don't you? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's perfect for a type of person because the drink represents a hearty, warm, autumnal feeling that helps offer a comfort blanket when confidence is at a low. Pumpkin-spiced latte people, they're ultimately lonely. They crave a real need to belong and to achieve something while also radiating a false, happy-go-lucky attitude to their friends. Wait a second, this sounds like me. Happy-go-lucky attitude to their friends in real life and in their online presence. There you go.
So are you saying then that therefore, like as in, even though it's this really happy-go-lucky, outgoing, like, hey, pumpkin spice lattes, it's fall, everyone,
I'm so happy on Instagram, but I'm like, not really happy. I'm
you're saying that
lonely.
This guy is like, you know, you're actually deeply lonely and scared and anxious about the world and craving attention. Wow, talk about like bringing everything down. Ouch. All right.
Yeah.
Fair
so
enough.
There you go. There's just a couple of traits. If anyone, if they want to hear what sort of personality they have, let us know how you take your coffee.
What a weird thing. But listen, I mean, maybe it actually is a good barometer of people's personalities. Mm-hmm. It's not entirely wrong with me or you, to be fair. So look,
we'll do more.
Yes.
One more.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
If you're a flat white drinker, then it's likely you may think that you're a bit more sophisticated than others, according to this guy, who adds that it is a much stronger coffee and a more acquired taste. Speaking of the personality traits of flat white drinkers, he continued, they'll probably be quite single-minded, fairly outspoken, almost arrogant. Chris, are you sure that you don't drink flat white?
You think that's more aligned with my personality? No.
Yeah.
Definitely the flat white. Do coffee or don't. Don't just have 3/4 milk in there. It's a waste
of time.
Flat
white is not as popular as a latte or a cappuccino, so I would even go as far as to say people that tend to order flat whites could even potentially be a little bit of a loner.
Oh, that is
He goes on to say that that is only because they would stick by their opinions and have clear views on particular spiky subjects.
Oh, that is kind of more me. You're right.
It is more you.
Oh, okay. Earlier on, of course, we played you this. And the answer, oh my God, what a track. We're going to definitely, I think, play that after this. First, though, let's say hi to Nicola. Hello, Nicola.
Hey, how's it going?
Can't complain. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
What are you up to today?
So we were just watching Netflix, watching the new series of You, and I'm minding my friend's dog for today and summer tomorrow, so we're just hoping the rain will kind of subside so we can bring him outside.
And what do you make of the new series of You, out of interest?
It's good. I finished this last night, so I'm watching the last few episodes. My boyfriend's watching them now. I think it's grand, but like...
Is it season 3 it's on now?
It's on season three. It's good. Like, how many more people can die? I mean, like,
so yeah, excuse my ignorance now.
People dropping like flies.
This guy's a serial killer, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's on season three now of serial killing people. He's doing. And like, has there been any character development? Like, you remember Dexter, the serial killer? Like, he tries to have a normal life and like integrate into the world. Is that what this dude is trying to do as well? Is he trying to be a normal serial killer?
I don't know about you, Nicola, but I feel like he tried, but he just couldn't.
God love him, he tried, but like, he did, you know, once you're a serial killer, there's no real coming back.
See,
like,
there really isn't.
How do you, what's the work-life balance for being a serial killer? Like, how do you kind of manage the two, Nicola? I hear you. Can you really have it all? I'm not sure. Do you know what I mean? Can you be a working serial killer and also out in the world?
A father?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, he's a father as well, is he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is, yeah.
Oh, wow. He has to juggle that too, being a serial killer. Is this the guy who owns the bookshop or something? Am I wrong in this? Or?
Well, he used to work in a bookshop, but he always manages to find his way into book-related jobs, doesn't he?
I see. All right, okay. Well, listen, how about we get down to some business here? We'll play our Quiz of the Week.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
Now, how this works, Nicola, is we're going to give you 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. If you get 4 out of 5 answers right, you will win yourself 2 €50 Just Eat gift cards. One for you and one for a friend, or you can just, you know, keep the 100 €. Kieran, I would never know. It's entirely up to you. You know what I mean? However, you do need to get 4 out of 5 questions right. Let's do your first question. Come on. Best of luck.
Okay, here we go. Excuse me, sorry. Adele is expected to launch her latest album.
That was dramatic. I like that. That was like, tense. I was like, oh, what's going on? It's exciting. Sorry.
During an interview with which famous talk show host? Is it A, Ryan Tuberty? Is it B, Oprah Winfrey? Or is it C, James Corden?
Oh, I'm going to guess Oprah.
Do you know what? You are 100% correct. It is Oprah Winfrey. I mean, if you're going to go big, you might as well go to the biggest of them all, do you know?
Nicely
Even
done,
though
Nicola.
James Corden is a friend of Adele's.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, they are good friends.
That would annoy me then. If they're so friends, like that would be, like here, if you're going to launch some book or something and you go if you go somewhere else, I'd be furious. Do you know what I mean? If you go on Oprah, I'd be like, here, hook your boy up.
Sure, Chris, I would pick you over Oprah Winfrey to launch something. Yeah,
you better.
Cool.
If we're doing that, you goddamn better, Kira. All right, listen,
who would you pick? Would you pick Chris or Oprah Winfrey?
Nicola?
I mean, he's just totally ruled out Ryan Tuberty. I hope he's not listening because he's going to be furious with both of you.
Yeah, we didn't even consider writing that. That is very true, yeah.
Sorry.
Is that who you'd go on, Nicola? Is that who you'd
launch? Oh, no, I'd go on Oprah, yeah.
Yeah,
no
offense, all right. Okay. Yes. Listen, I hear you. Okay, here's your next question. You're doing very well. Name the Kardashian that got engaged to Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker this week. Is it A?
Courtney.
There you go. I didn't even need to give you the option. Well done, Nicola.
You got it. What do you make of their over-the-top, I don't know, displays of affection towards each other on the internet?
What do you mean? What do you mean over-the-top? As in, like, PDAs you're talking?
Oh, PDAs and photos and stupid captions and photos on Instagram. Nicola, what do you think?
Wouldn't be for me, but I suppose when you've got a TV show to sell, you might as well go all out, you know?
Nicola, you're very media savvy, I have to say.
Yeah, I thought Nicola was going to say... Yeah. No, I thought Nicola was going to say something like, well, the fact that she's finally found true love, I mean, you know, whatever. No,
Nicola sees
savvy.
Through all of that, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Next question. This one's a little bit tough. Father Ted star Ardal O'Hanlon revealed during the week that he wants to write a memoir about his adventures filming which BBC whodunit series. Was it A, Death in Paradise? Was it B, Midsummer Murders? Or was it C, Love Island?
As much as I would love for it to be Love Island, I'm going to guess whatever the middle one was, Midsummer, whatever.
Midsummer Murders. Actually, it was Death in Paradise. That was a tough one because I wasn't sure of that one myself. Yeah. But don't worry, there's still 2 questions to go.
You'll get these next 2 and you'll be flying it, Nicola. Don't worry. Kanye West officially changed his name to what this week? Was it A, Ye, B, Nah, or C, Meh?
I think it was Ye.
It was.
It was.
Wasn't Ye.
Yeah. I mean, look, anyway. Right,
I like that, though. Because, like, his name's Kanye, so, like, sometimes people call him Ye or Ye. You know, it's cute. I don't know why he needed to legally change
Kanye.
It. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think he needed to do that.
But no, he didn't. Okay, Nicola, your final question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which legendary DJ is set to appear in the final season of Derry Girls? Is it A, Dave Guetta? Is it B, Fatboy Slim? Or is it C, Skrillex? Think about when the Derry Girls is set.
Fatboy Slim?
It's Fatboy Slim.
Nicely done, Nicola. Easy.
Well,
effortless.
Would not have got it without the hint there, so thanks very much.
You're very welcome. So, Nicola, very important question. What are you going to get with your €100 Just Eat vouchers?
There's a really good Indian in town, so I think that'll be dinner tonight sorted now.
What's it called?
It's kind of the weather, isn't it?
It's called Kumar.
Oh, I know Kumar. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. That place where the door is small? It's like near the Spanish Arch, or am I thinking of somewhere else?
Maybe
I know there. Yeah, right, very good. Yeah. Well, listen, I've been there. Kira, I can personally vouch for that too. All right, great choice, Nicola. We don't hear Indian often either. Usually it's Chinese, so listen. Mm. Nicola broadening her horizons. All right, Nicola, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks a million, guys.
Thanks,
Nicola. That's Nicola. Oh, that is a good Indian. I want that Indian now.
Do you know what? I think I want an Indian now for dinner.
Yeah, so I want one now. Have one for lunch now. Nice
early.
Old naan bread and some chicken korma for lunch. It'll set me up for the day, Kira.
It was so basic.
What do you mean?
Chicken korma. Come on, Chris. You're better than that.
Yeah, okay. Let me think of the most obscure one I eat. Do you know chicken chettinad, Kira?
Yes.
No, you don't. You've never had
breakfast.
A chicken chettinad ever. You don't even know what chicken chettinad was till I just said it. That's what I have. Ryan, I'll try and be more exotic. Chicken chettinad and a peshwari naan. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Now you're talking.
Chicken chettinad and a dish that you can only get if you fly to this place that I can't tell you about because it's so secret in Goa in India and you go up a mountain. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to have, all right? I can't even tell you. You're too basic. Hopefully, a band who becomes so smash hit global level that they can sell out and they get a huge, massive 100 million euro deal is Reeves. I love these dudes. We've featured these guys before. They're great, actually.
We did. They're an alternative pop band. They're based in Dublin. This particular song they're about to play is called Home. It took just over 2 years and 10 amazing people to help with this particular project. And they just wanted everyone to enjoy this single. It's called Home. 2FM. You ready? Listen up. Chris and
Kira's Track of the Week. Ah, yes. Lots we have to talk about, Kira. I have to ask you a question in a minute because I'm somewhat... Now, I don't know how to feel about this, so you're going to have to help me out here, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Chris, I came across a random story about Reno, the city of Nevada, earlier on this week.
Yes.
And they have banned a particular tool. And I had to do a double check when I was reading the article. Because
they banned a particular tool?
Tool, you'd say, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And this particular tool that they've banned, I was like, oh no, why have they banned this tool? I almost didn't want to read the articles because like, is this going to be just something really strange? But it's just so very odd for it to be brought up, you know, in a city council in October 2021. But Reno have banned the use of whips.
The use of whips?
The use of whips.
So for what, as in whipping people? As in
they have,
whips for...
No.
I don't understand.
They have cracked down, Chris. On whips. You see what I did there?
Yes. They should crack down on guns, am I right, over there in America?
Well, you see, this is it.
Look at my political commentary.
You would think that obviously that they might put a ban in on guns, at this stage in America. Well, what with everything that goes on in America in terms to do with firearms, okay?
Yeah. Look at us, we're like Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. Guns, am I right? But anyway, wait, I don't understand this. They've banned whips?
Yes, and the reason that they've banned whips is, so obviously a lot of people in Reno, whips be used for herding animals and stuff like that you might be into in the bedroom, you might use little whip there or whatever.
Have they banned whips in the bedroom? Have they explicitly said you can't use them in the bedroom?
No, but they have in downtown Reno, they're trying to put a ban in because the sound, when you crack a whip, what does that sound like?
What does it sound like?
When you crack a whip.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Think about it. What does it sound like? It sounds like a gun going off.
Oh, that's... Oh, so they're saying that it's... Okay, I understand.
Yes, so law enforcement officers in the area have noticed a huge incline in the amount of people reporting what they think is gunshots, but what actually is whips.
Well, right. And people are using whips that often? That this has become that much of a problem? That
there's... No, but I'd imagine there's a huge livestock economy in Reno and stuff like that.
There must be a lot of whips going on.
Well, there must be.
Yeah.
Or else there's a whole lot of other stuff going on that we don't know about or whatever. But they voted to ban the use of whips or in a particular area or in a particular time, I think, or something like that in Reno.
So you can only use whips between a certain time, we'll say. And that's the whipping hour, I say. And maybe you can't use them in the city or something like that because it would have people scared. But maybe out in the public or in a more open area where there's livestock.
It. Okay. It's because it sounds like the sound of a gun going off. So people were getting worried and they were ringing the police and actually they found out that it was just whips being used. So they unanimously advanced the whip ban.
Well,
did you know that whip... Yeah. Did you know that whip was slang for car?
I did, because I listen to rap music.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Whip is a slang for a car and lots of rappers use the word whip in their in their lyrics.
I'm riding around in my whip, Kira, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway, there you go.
Sure. You've never heard that? You wouldn't be as cool as I am, you see, Kira. You wouldn't be riding around in your whip.
Whipping.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And then if you have a cool car, you are said to have, Kira, here's a new slang for you as well, whip appeal.
Whip appeal.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. The term whip has been used by Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, Lil Nas X, and Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B, plus many more rappers.
Yeah,
so there
sure.
You go.
Oh, no, whip's the term, Kira. I can't believe you didn't know that. You're going to have to get down with it.
No.
But anyway, listen, I've been riding around in my whip. But quick question for you before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
How big, because I know we've commented on how large my forehead is before. It's very hurtful. I do have a very large forehead, though. There's nothing that can be. I look like early man in those pictures. But I was wondering, what do you think of my nose, Kira? How big do you find my nose? Relation to like my forehead. My forehead is very big, but what do you think of my nose in general? I'm just wondering.
Okay, let me have a look. You definitely don't have a small nose,
yeah.
And I don't mean that in. And you'd have a substantial nose.
Yeah, I
would
do.
Say. Yeah,
I do.
But like not in a bad way.
No,
not
understand.
In a negative way. Just
in
as an observational point, I would say that you would have a substantial nose.
Well, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
I would have a substantial nose.
No, you have a fine nose too.
Mm.
Like, but the reason I ask is because, so you're saying here, I just want to have it on the record that you're saying that I have a substantial nose.
Yes, it definitely looks like you have a substantial nose.
Excellent.
Okay.
I have a survey for you and I have some audio here of a medical doctor explaining it. He says, and this is from a doctor, he's also a YouTuber, and this is from a proper piece of peer-reviewed research.
A doctor and a YouTuber.
I know,
wow.
Right? I'll tell you something. Imagine the doctor is like, hey, I'll take up YouTube. However, this is from proper, substantial, clinical, properly done research, Kira.
Oh, God. Is it going to be something along the lines of, oh, if you've got a big nose, it means you're like super smart or something?
No, Kira. If you've got a big nose, that's directly and significantly correlated with the size of another extension on your body.
Okay.
That's right. Gosh. That is right. So you said I have a substantial nose.
Hold on, let me have another look.
Yeah. Nara, you said I have a substantial nose, Kira. So
did I say those exact words? Did I say those exact words?
So you know what else is substantial in that case? Am I right? Yeah? There we go, Kira. That's apparent. Hold on. I even have the audio for you here because I wanted to make sure, depending on what your answer was, Kira, that I would be able to prove to you what it is that I'm talking about. So
walked myself into this one.
This is great. I expected you to try and be diplomatic and because you thought I might have been insecure about it or something. So that's what I was worried about, but not.
Did you know that the size of your nose correlates to the size of your penis? A study in basic and clinical andrology found this to be true. Men with larger noses had an average wiener length of 5.3 inches, whereas men with shorter noses had an average length of 4.1 inches. So that therefore means that the Hulk has a really small...
Anyway, Kieran, just wanted you to know...
Thank you.
I just wanted you to know that that's science as well. And it is
thank you for shoehorning that evidence-based scientific
thank
research
you.
Into the radio show.
Just want everybody to know. And you could argue that like Kira was the control group there. I didn't say my nose was big by myself. Kira said it. And that doctor and the survey also says, well, listen. I mean, what more do you want? We are always looking for brilliant new Irish music to spotlight, to showcase. We want to make noise about your brilliant new Irish music. So if you have a track you'd like us to hear, if you're management, if you're the band themselves, if you're an artist, whatever it is, Chris and Kira at RTE.ie, all right? Chris and Kira at RTE.ie. Send us an email there and we will have a listen to it.
On our track of the week this week, it's called Home. It's by the Revs. These are a gang that got together in 2019, Chris.
Is that all?
Yeah, 2019, and they created Home over the last 2 years, obviously, because, you know, the whole place went into lockdown.
Sure.
So this is kind of the result of their creative talent during that particular time.
Yeah, shout out to them really now, in fairness. They are, they're fantastic. We featured them before. Feels like they've been around longer. 2019, I thought we've been playing Revs for longer. I guess not, Kira. I guess they just have the feel of an established band. But anyway, listen, here we go. It is their track of the week.
2FM. You ready? Listen up. Chris and Kira's track of the week.
I am genuinely, and I know it's funny as well because people who work on the show have said, Chris, can you stop saying you're genuinely excited? Because that means then when you don't say that, you're obviously not excited about any of the other stuff we're doing. Yeah, no, I'm only after realizing that. But I am genuinely excited about this as opposed to some of the other rubbish we do.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
So, Kira, firstly, let me say to you, and I think you thought that I had forgotten your birthday and wasn't going to in any way acknowledge it on air. Kira, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. My birthday was last Thursday, but thank you.
No, you know, I know, obviously it was, Kira, but we weren't on air last Thursday, so I'm just saying,
I know.
Like, happy birthday to you now.
I got a lovely card in the post from Adam, our wonderful Adam, whose birthday was also on Thursday. Myself and broadcast coordinator Adam shared the same birthday. And he, out of the goodness of his heart, and he's on holiday and everything, he sent me a birthday card, which
yeah,
I just thought. And at the front of the card said, birthday queen.
Yeah, but I have an even better present for you.
No.
Also, Adam's not working this weekend, so screw him. You don't need to be nice to him. Like, it's fine. He's not. He probably isn't hearing this, so it's fine. Also, happy birthday to him, certainly. Kira, you might remember, I think it was 4 or 5 months ago now at this stage on the show, you jokingly said something about your birthday. And you said that your birthday was 6 months away, so that we had loads of time to plan. So that we had loads of time to plan something.
Yes, and I always say it every year. I'm like, Donal Gleeson, Donal Gleeson, Roger Federer. I mean, geez.
I know. Yeah. So for once, we actually said, me, Adam, and producer Jonathan, we actually sat down together and said, okay, we literally have 6 months. We are the national broadcaster. Surely we can at least try and wrangle something.
Did you?
Surely we can at least try and wrangle something.
Oh God, this isn't going to be like voice notes of like 2FM presenters or RTÉ presenters saying happy birthday to me.
No, Kira, it isn't going to be that. God almighty, come on. I wouldn't be amping up to that. Are you crazy?
Okay.
So
6 months. Oh my God, this is going to be good. I'm actually excited.
Actually, do you know what? I am going to get rid of the music, and I'll tell you why I'm getting rid of the music. Because when you have a famous person, this is a little industry secret for you. They might clip something that this person might say and try to get like a press release out of it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm getting rid of the music.
Oh God,
hopefully, this individual. It is not
Donald Gleeson,
Kira. I will tell you who it is. No, wait a second.
Oh,
it is.
Come on.
It is even bigger than Donald Gleeson. No offense to Donald. Or maybe it's not. I mean, I don't know how you'd rank them. However, we genuinely tried with this. It is such a pleasure. It is so exciting. I'm actually a little nervous as well, because this would be one of the most famous people you and I have ever interviewed. It is Roger Federer. Roger Federer, famous tennis player, and of course, Kira's absolute idol of a sports person. It's great to have you on the show.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Oh, that's even worse than I thought.
Oh, my God. Okay, do you know what? Who is that?
Roger Federer, it is a great pleasure to have you on with us. Thank you so much for talking to
me. I'm very happy to be here. Hello.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to who?
To Kira.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Roger Federer, of course, you are a very famous...
Who is that? Like, this? What is this?
Kira, is Roger Federer for your birthday.
You thought I put no effort into your birthday.
You thought that I wasn't going to do anything for your birthday. The total opposite. We've been working on this for 6 months. And amazingly, he even agreed to come on live. Usually you have to pre-record these things with someone as famous as this. They fit you in when they can. But no, he said he would come on.
Please, just stop.
So, Roger Federer, obviously, you have been playing tournaments even within COVID. You haven't been as bad as Djokovic, of course, because Djokovic had that big tournament that Kira started all of the, or whatever, that there was COVID cases at. Roger Federer, how has life been for you during COVID?
I mean, it's been really good. They named a tram after me in Basel.
Did they?
They did.
Congrats. Because you're from...
That is true. They called it the Federer Express, but anyway.
Did they? That's nice. That must be cool to have a tram named after you, Roger Federer.
I mean, I would prefer the Lewis, but, you know.
Yes.
But you know the best thing about being Swiss is the flag. It's a big plus.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey,
all right, that's a wrap.
It's a big plus because it's a plus on the flag. You're like, it's a cross. So as Anise says, the best thing about being Swiss is the flag. God, Roger Federer, you have material and everything. This is fantastic.
You know how you make a Swiss roll?
How?
You push him down the hill.
No, I can't do this.
Roger Federer's dreams just died. Not only is he on for your birthday, he's doing comedy material. I mean, is this not exciting now? Roger Federer has written his appearance to come on here. This is very... Do you have any other jokes or material, Roger Federer?
Not about being Swiss.
It's because you're not Swiss. I feel like you're Chris's mate or something.
No, he's actually not. Here's the real thing. You can probably hear this individual has a Dublin accent. And that's because this is actually Donal Gleeson, Kira. Donal Gleeson, how are you? Donal Gleeson, you can stop pretending to be Roger Federer now.
I'm really happy to be on the phone.
Yeah.
It's Kira, great.
That's Donal Gleeson for your birthday.
That's not Donal Gleeson.
Actual Donal Gleeson.
Yeah.
You're not Donal Gleeson. And you're not Roger Federer. And
do you have any Donal Gleeson
Donal Gleeson would have done a better Roger Federer accent because he's an amazing actor.
That was a great Roger Federer accent. Donal Gleeson, though, if you could wish Kira a happy birthday, that would be great.
No,
she's a huge fan
Donal
of yours.
No.
It is.
It's
not. Happy birthday to you, Ciara, from me, Donal Gleeson.
You're not Donal Gleeson. Who are you? Are you like Chris's mate? Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
This is not. I'm not friends with Donal Gleeson. I don't know Donal Gleeson in a personal capacity, but he's on in his professional capacity as an actor to wish you a really happy birthday.
Chris's mate, whoever's on the phone. You sounded more like Borat than you sounded like Roger Federer.
No, he didn't. He did a
very
great.
Very nice.
Don't listen to her, Donal Gleeson. I thought you did a great job.
It's not
you did a fantastic. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, listen, Donal Gleeson, do you have any upcoming movies you could promote for us or anything you want to tell us about?
Loads. Loads happening. It's brilliant. It's great to be Donal Gleeson.
Yes.
I'm actually playing Roger Federer in a movie.
Is it like a comedy movie where you do Swiss jokes like you were doing
Swiss
there for
jokes,
us? Or?
Just for an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. That sounds
Do you know
really,
what, Chris?
Yes.
The greatest twist of this would be if it actually was Donal Gleeson.
It is, and I can't believe you're being as hostile and as rude to him.
No, it's not Donal Gleeson.
Well, anyway. Donal Gleeson, thank you for coming on.
It's
you can bring the horse to water, but like sometimes if they don't want to drink and they don't want to believe it's Donal Gleeson, I mean, what are you going to do? You know?
That's nothing you can do. Happy birthday, Ciara.
All right.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Donal Gleeson.
It's not Donal Gleeson.
And Roger Federer on for your birthday.
So you didn't sit down 6 months ago with Adam and Jonathan.
We did, and that was the best we could do. That was 6 months of planning, what you just said.
Who was
that? A solid 6 months of planning. Hold on, if he's still there. Are you still there? Stephen?
I'm still here.
It's our colleague Stephen, Ciara. You know Stephen Daly. We've worked with him for years. How could you not identify his voice?
Because I'm so confused right now. Hi,
my favourite bit of this is both of you saying, he's not my friend.
No, you are my friend, Stephen. I just wanted to clarify. You're definitely my friend. Stephen Daly. What's wrong?
6 months of planning.
Yeah,
six months of planning.
This was a huge...
Stephen, you're the biggest trolls, and I'm done now with both of you.
Ciara, do you know who we actually got? Irish radio and TV presenter Stephen Daly to wish you a happy birthday.
Even better.
There you go. Exactly. What more do you want? More do you want? There we go. Listen, Ciara, happy birthday. And Stephen, when is your birthday? I just want to give like happy birthday to you as well.
September 7th, so you've missed it, but it's well in time for next year.
Well, no, what we did was we got Ciara on the phone to wish you a happy birthday. Here she is. Ciara, would you mind wishing Stephen?
No, I'm not speaking to either of you.
All right. Well, listen. We played you this. This one was a challenge, in fairness.
It was.
However, it was Dua Lipa, IDGAL.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Yeah. Sarah, you seem to get it straight away. Good for you.
Thank you. Well, it took a few minutes. I knew it was Dua Lipa, but I couldn't figure out the song within.
I was exactly. Yep, Sarah, I was exactly the same way as well. And then once you hear it, you can't unhear it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sarah, what are you up to today?
I'm not that much. I'm a bit worse for wear, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Why?
Were you out last night?
What was going on?
Well, it's my birthday today, but it's my brother-in-law's birthday as well. We share a birthday, but he's 2 years older, but he's 30, and there was a surprise party for him last night, so it was a bit of a mad one.
Did you kind of just, like, take that, though, as your birthday as well?
Because, 100%,
like, oh, good woman. Yeah, you have
okay, so can myself and Chris take a moment to say a big, massive happy birthday to you, Sarah?
Oh, thank you. And to you too, Ciara, for joining
thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you.
It sounds like your brother-in-law overshadowed it, though. So I want to specifically not wish your brother-in-law a happy birthday and only you a happy birthday today,
perfect.
Sarah. Yeah, that's right.
Happy
birthday.
Did overshadow him.
Yeah, no happy birthday for Sarah's brother-in-law birthday. That's it.
Sarah,
sorry.
Sarah, did you get anything nice for your birthday?
I got a few bits, but the drink was made into the biggest present, but it was a bit much.
Few bits. That doesn't sound great. That sounds like a little underwhelming, Sarah, if I'm honest with you.
Hold on. Just wait a second there, Sarah. Chris, what did you get me for my birthday?
It's on the way, Ciara. You mustn't have gotten the delivery yet. You mustn't have gotten the delivery to your house yet.
I love how Chris is like, Sarah,
got
a few bits.
I think
it got lost in the post. I'm sure it's on the way. You just don't have it right now, Ciara. It's on the way, though, Ciara.
Sure.
Hey, hold on a second. I had to go collect my own Christmas present.
Okay, Chris.
A few months ago. I collected it late January. Ciara's Christmas present to me was ready in late January of this year. I went and collected it on like the 20th of January or something.
I forgot about that.
That was 10 months ago. Come on.
Sorry, Sarah. Forgive and forget. All right. Well, listen. How about we get down to some business here? Sarah, would a €100 Just Eat gift card be a nice birthday present?
Oh, it would be ideal.
Excellent.
Well needed.
Yeah, it sounds like you will. Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week. Okay, so how this works is Sarah is on with us. We're going to ask her five questions on the biggest goings on of the last week. Sarah, if you get 4 out of 5 questions right, you'll win yourself that €100 worth of Just Eat credit. And you can be enjoying. You sound a little worse for wear. As in, you sound fine, but you said you were a little worse for wear. So listen, you might need this to help you recover, you know. So best of luck.
Yeah, I might need a lot of help as well.
Oh, don't worry. Okay, we'll ease you into it with this, your first question. Are you ready, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. Reality star Maura Higgins has been hotly tipped to land which gig? Is it A, the Newcastle United manager following the departure this week of Steve Bruce?
She'd be brilliant.
Is it B, her own cookery show? Or is it C, a spot on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
I'm a Celebrity?
Yes. Oh my God, can you imagine me stuck in the jungle with Maura Higgins? I think the crack.
Oh my God, that'd be so crack.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I really hope she does do it.
I hope she becomes the Newcastle football manager. That'd be class.
Well, anyway, that would be really cool too. Amazing. She became the Newcastle United manager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd
like to be much football played.
There might be. That she might whip them into shape. It might be even more football played. But listen, let's get to your next question here. You're off to...
I'd be more afraid of, Maura Higgins than I would be of Steve Bruce.
Absolutely. So, what I'm saying. I'd be terrified. I'd be playing my heart out. But listen, you're off to a good start, Sarah. Here's your next question. This week, the red carpet premiere of the latest Marvel installment took place. What is it called? Is it A, Eternals, B, Externals, or C, Internals? This is a tough one, in fairness, because usually answers and there's an obvious easy answer, but these are actually tough. Eternals, Externals, or Internals? The latest Marvel installment.
I'm going to say A.
Yes, well done, it is A. Angelina Jolie is actually... in the latest Marvel installment as well.
Very nice.
Should be interesting. Okay, here you go. Here is your third question. The Republic of Ireland's women's team took on which women's football giants on Thursday night in Tala Stadium? Is it A, Brazil, B, Sweden, or C, Australia?
Sweden.
Yes, well done. Well done. Okay.
You're doing very well here. We're on 3 out of 3 so far. Now that we're here, let's go for 5 out of 5 because I feel you have it in you, Sarah.
I feel
you have it in you, Sarah. I just want to get the best out of you. I'm like if Maura Higgins was the manager of Newcastle, okay? I'm just trying to get the best out of everyone, all right? Why did Ryan Tuberty say on his show this week that he had to go and get fitted for a new nose? Is it A, it was a hint at this year's toy show theme? Is it B, he lost his old nose while he was out the other night? Or is it C, he always gets himself a new nose when the summer comes to an end? What do you think?
A.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. He does also always get himself a new nose, though. That's true as well. This person obviously knows a lot about the workings of what you eat.
Okay, your final question. And this actually blew my mind when I saw it during the week, because if I was his daughter, I don't know, would I have been delighted that this information came out, okay? So we found out this week that model and actress Cara Delevingne was named after what, okay? A, the Aer Lingus magazine, B, an island in the South Pacific, or C, just over half a caravan.
A.
Yes. So obviously, you remember when you used to fly with Aer Lingus, it used to be the Cara magazine?
Yeah.
So her father came out in a newspaper this week to say that, you know, when he was flying back and over to Ireland, he really enjoyed flying with Aer Lingus and he'd always read the Cara magazine.
He did. That's the actual answer. Wow.
That is the, I swear
usually
to God.
Usually that's the joke answer or whatever style thing. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, it was the Aer Lingus magazine. So congratulations, Sarah. You got 5 out of 5. So well done. Pretty cool to happen on your birthday. Now, very important question for you. What takeaway food are you going to get later with your vouchers, your Just Eat vouchers?
Big pizza, I think.
Oh, nice.
Domino's.
Yeah, I hear you. Lots of fat, lots
of carbs.
Lots of garlic
dip.
You know that
garlic dip?
Oh, yes. All the garlic dip.
Yeah.
To be fair, their garlic dip is weapons grade stuff. It's incredible. It is absolute. Now, can I ask you a question, actually, now that we're on this? Do you dip the pizza in that or just the crust? Or do you dip the actual, I save it for the crust. Do you know what I mean?
No. I'm like a full tub per slice.
All right.
Sarah, you're a girl after my own heart. So I'm exactly the same.
Okay.
The complaint is there isn't enough garlic sauce in this world to do me when I eat a pizza.
Yes, I'm the same.
Okay, well then let me just check something very quickly now here, because you won yourself €100. So I'm just trying to think. A pizza be whatever, like 20. And then I think a garlic dip is €1 or 50 cent a tub. So you could get a pizza and like 80 tubs of the garlic. So like you can have a great afternoon.
Oh, that sounds like a fabulous Sunday evening of a bank holiday, so it does.
All right, listen. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on and happy birthday.
Happy birthday and enjoy
thanks
the rest of your day.
Guys.
There we go, Kira. That's Sarah.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.